Alright, we're in chaos.
Okay, wait, before we get into that, we have one point of business to do before we get started here.
Point of business?
Yes, a point of business. We have a birthday tonight.
Insert at this
point. Wait, we have like 23 people in a one-bedroom hotel room. Okay.
Okay.
I think where we should
go. All right. Let's go.
Where are we at?
How's the cameraman doing?
I'm,
you all right, buddy?
I'm trying to make sure that I see everybody in the thing. I thought there was help.
You got the back row?
Yes.
Can you see Tom's?
Again. Private?
Can you see me?
Yes.
Just in the
from the Midwest Gaming Classic, it's Guys, Games, and Beer!
Yay!
We are so freaking tired. It has been a long day. But we want to do a show and tell. Because it went so well last time, so I think it's going to go well now.
Yeah, so, you think.
Hey, Tom, why don't you show them what's between your legs?
Why, Rob is between my legs! He is my show and tell today. I like it when Rob between my legs. Okay, no, actually, I actually did get out of the room once or twice today, maybe once, and went to the vendor area and found a very cool, okay, so anybody who's watched the podcast knows mechs are my thing. I just, mech games, mech simulators, blah, 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 blah. So somebody is doing like laser carvings, and I found a very cool Mech Warrior laser carving that is going to go above my full rig inside the game room. So I have the steel battalion controller, and that is going to hang right above my system, my steel battalion system. So that's going to go there. And then Mike and Noob were wandering around and found some very cool artwork, and I picked up a few new posters for in the gaming room.
Nice.
Yeah. I like that one.
That is a really cool Mega Man, actually. And then. This one, because I'm also a big Game of Thrones geek, I just had to get it, so...
And that's for his bathroom.
Did you notice it's laminated already? I'm good to go.
You might want to put a plate of glass on that.
A little bit. So those were my finds today so far. I'm hoping tomorrow to hit the vendor early area. I may actually buy maybe a pinball machine this weekend.
Big ticket item.
I've been kind of waiting on a pinball machine, and I think I'm going to get a pinball machine this weekend. We'll see. We'll see if it's available tomorrow.
The whole thing, or just the pieces and put it together?
No. I have enough projects. I will buy a whole one. Sunday's the best day to buy machines here because people don't want to take the machines home, so they're willing to make a deal as not to have to transport it all the way back to wherever it came from. So if somebody's driven up from down south, they're going to make you a real good deal on a machine not to take it home. Selection's going to be smaller, but you're going to save big bucks by doing a Sunday purchase.
The prices are amazing.
As the day goes on and gets closer to the time to break down for the end of the day, those prices will drop dramatically.
So your tips are be patient and look for Southern accents.
Yes, exactly. He has got this down. All right, Larry, what did you find today?
Here we go. I was foiled at it a couple of attempts. I wanted to get more Backtrack stuff. That's our thing right now. We're doing the Backtracks. I'm working towards a complete collection of overlays, so I was hoping to get some. I got a couple coming from eBay. So I have 8 left of the 26.
Wow.
So I'm getting pretty close.
That's too good.
Apparently one vendor had them. But when I asked about him, he's like, some other guy just, bought all the overlays that I had. I'm like, oh, great. All right, so those are all gone. So then I was looking around for those who watch the podcast. And last year I put a video game marquee in a box, a lighted box. And, you know, I have that up on my bar now. And I bring it out here. And so I wanted to make a few more. So I was looking for more marquees. And the three vendors I asked had the same story, that someone had come along and bought all of them. the one place that actually had some did not have very good ones. You know, they were pretty bottom of the barrel. They weren't necessarily bad, but they were the flimsy or thin plastic. Something that's much harder to mount in a box. And apparently they were told that the person that was purchasing them was making light boxes with them. And I'm like, great. Did he steal my idea? So, foiled at every electronic turn, I bought a board game at an electronic I bought Power Grid, which I have played before, but I don't own a copy myself. It's a great game. Lots of math. So if you enjoy doing math in your head, this is the game for it, you know? So
more math in the next segment, by the way.
All right. And you know what's interesting? I bought it at Gnome Games again. That's where I got the Haunting House, remember? Because they're here from Green Bay.
Indeed, and they're very nice.
What? No, we're going to Joey.
We're going to Joey.
Joey, what'd you find?
Okay, well, this Midwest Gaming Classic is about a bunch of old games, and believe me, I like old games. But there's no reason for me to buy old games when I don't have an old system.
You know, Joey, you're about to get your butt kicked. Right?
Yeah, I know. I just got, like, games that, like, I used to have that, like, I sold and I wanted back. Like, I got Assassin's Creed 1 because it was, like, my favorite series, and I had every single one except for the crap ones and the first one, so I got the first one. I got a copy of Halo 3 because my system was up and it fell and it did the circle on the disc like 3 years ago, and I never got another game. So I did that, and then last night me, Jonah, and Rob got all these little portal turrets, these little collectible things, and they come closed and open, and every single one of us got closed ones and we wanted the open ones. And
you cannot open them, by the way. If you buy them, do not attempt to open them.
That does not work. And so then, that night, I was looking at the back because it has all of the possibilities that you can get in the boxes. And there was one with, like, a picnic table cloth on it. Like the design of, not like actual cloth, like the design on it. And it showed, like, the close and the open. And I said that one was really cool. And today I went and got one, and I happened to get that exact one and open. And then Jonah and I were in the vending room or whatever, and I could not get this one Assassin's Creed figure guy to go down no matter what, even though I proved to him on my phone that his price was too high.
Yeah, that's a good way to negotiate.
This price is too high.
Here's the math for what you're pricing on Sanchez.
He wanted 12, and I showed him it said 10 for like 4 different options on the same exact thing.
You sure showed him for $2.
Well, you know what? It was coming close because I don't have much money left, so I needed a couple dollars.
That was hot dog money.
You should have gone with the please, mister.
Sad eyes, man. Sad eyes.
And then I got Far Cry 3 because it was ridiculously cheap at GameStop. You could probably get it for $45. I got it for $10 in basically perfect shape. And so then I had 16 left, and I was gonna play stupid, and me and Jonah were gonna go back to the portal place where they got all the turrets, and I was gonna get 3 more. And same thing happened to me. That happened to Lick. Someone went there and bought the entire selection of all of
which
them.
Which was probably bought like 20 of which them. Which was a box in the house.
Yeah, there was a huge box full of them, and the boxes are like that big. So they probably bought like 20, and they're like $5 a piece. It was ridiculous. I was disappointed.
That person's probably watching this right now.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
By the way, do you hold you?
But every year, I still haven't gotten a poster yet, and there's one poster place in the vending room and it's like two posters for $15, but the only one that I like I got last year, so I'm just hoping tomorrow there's more artwork. Awesome. Jonah?
Alright, Oh, that sounded like a news weather thing.
He did
talk to you, Jonah!
Well, anyways, I didn't really buy much. I'm sort of waiting for tomorrow, which would be Sunday. But I bought this Pikachu, like, plushie that's, like, this big.
Unless I steal that.
No, it's bigger than that.
Well, yeah, it's like, bigger than that.
Your belt was walking
like,
around with it.
Like that
it
big?
It fits perfectly in our hotel chair. And
so you're going to leave it there, Jenna?
No, we should take the hotel chair.
Oh, you are so smart.
And then I bought a little turret thing. Like, my dad enjoyed it.
Bumblebee.
And I got the Bumblebee one. So, yeah. That's pretty much it.
All right. Laura, what'd you get?
I know you
got a deal today.
I did. I got this awesome Game Boy Advance SP for $20.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting. It came with a case. We also got a Rumble pack.
Everclear the Derby.
Oh. She got a better deal. Then we got Star Wars Pod Racer. WrestleMania 2000.
Oh my god.
I wonder who that's
wow.
for.
Turok. And Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that game.
That is a great one.
Hey,
I don't remember. What is
Turok Awards
hanging on?
It's for the GameCube. To, you know, because they
oh,
to, like,
so you plug it in
and
use it as a controller?
No.
You don't have it displayed. The full screen on the GameCube when you plug it into it.
Like
the
Retron 5.
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's very cool. Very, very cool. All right, cool.
Darlene, did you buy anything? I want to hear. How
yes,
much?
I did. Okay, Tom, see that styrofoam head behind you?
What the heck?
Holy crap! Come on,
where did that
come
from?
I'm going to show you this. I bought, I'm so excited about this. Hand it over, buddy.
60.
No, wait a minute. Just 1 second.
She bought a lot of heads.
I
did. I bought like 8 of them.
Do you get that? Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
For my son, too, uses a target. No.
Oh my god.
Okay, here you go. Show him the hat.
It's not violent.
So, no. Rob, you're getting a little hat.
Yes.
Yeah,
all the time.
This is not the first time she's come up with a styrofoam hat.
So do we
think?
No, but I thought it was good target practicing for him. And, you know, the deal is only like 40 cents a head.
Wait, with what?
She wants to make sure your son has a killer.
With what? A 22, a bow?
Airsoft. Yep.
Airsoft.
Yep.
Okay. Graduate something bigger.
Dang.
Yeah, we saw a guy with an airsoft like M60.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's like, here, hold it. It's
like,
real weight.
Like,
there are all the AKs and stuff hanging.
Yeah.
It was intense. Those things are serious.
What security feel about that?
I don't know.
Actually, there was a guy.
I felt
right
like you should have pointed at me.
The M60
was
like $600.
Airsoft
is expensive.
It wasn't.
So did you buy anything? God, my voice is so gone.
Wow.
I've become a teenager again.
I was just going to say, and Rob,
I have
yet to spend any real money on merchandise this convention. I'm just getting into it. I walked around. I saw things. I'm really into artwork, I guess, most of the time. I don't have a lot of space for anything else in my room, so that's really what I'm looking for. If you guys see anything Doctor Who related, please tell me. And if you have suggestions,
so I
there's a
Doctor
Who.
I saw Jango, or no, not Jango. What's it called?
Yeah, there's a Doctor Who Yahtzee.
At the
Bungie
place.
I got it.
It's pretty sweet.
I didn't buy it this time. You like got it. How did I end up with it?
Stole
a
bottle
for
it
for Christmas.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I take suggestions.
You were at this
money
convention,
spend,
and
I watched other people spend their money.
Cash.
I was like, "That's really cool.
Buy
what you
it.
Got? I'm
yes.
gonna play that."
That's what happened.
So, yep.
Awesome
experience.
All right. It's my turn, right?
Yeah, you got a beer, though. I remember you guys got beer.
We did. I guess we got beer at this convention.
But,
yeah, pretty much we've been so busy this year that pretty much the only thing that I spent money on was a sub.
Which it was
did,
a good sub.
Did you get a Jersey Mike's?
A
Jersey
Mike's? Those
were pretty good.
Yeah,
Jersey Mike's are good subs.
Yeah,
okay.
I've never had Jersey Mike's before. It was all right. That's not an official endorsement.
No,
it was very
good. The one he had was good. The rest of them.
Yeah.
Was
good. So was it.
It was like turkey and provolone, and it was
that was a good one.
Only on our podcast does that become important.
Yeah, for some reason. But you know, like last year, it was the year that I blew money on really dumb stuff. Like last year, I picked up a copy of Pepsi Man on PS1. It was a Japanese import. Basically, it was sort of a predecessor to your modern day Temple Runs, where you were playing a silver body suited Pepsi logo running through forests and suburbs and all sorts of stuff in the effort to reward a thirsty person.
Really?
Yes. And if you get the chance, you should totally check this out on YouTube. They have the most insulting cutscenes towards Americans. Like, there's this big fat dude who comes in with, like, a pound of pizza and just sits down and he's like, Pepsi for TV time!
What's the game called?
Pepsi Man.
I'm so putting that on my Nvidia Shield. That is so going on there.
You know, that kind of sounds like last night. Pizza! Oh!
That was an American release when it was when they poured it over the Tuesday.
How do you even port that thing?
With love.
Yeah.
Alright, what is Forrest, what do you get?
I am on a very strict budget with my wife, so I'm probably going to pick up something tomorrow when something gets cheaper. But I'm really in the lookout for something to improve my man cave. I'm debating whether I want to get some Rumble Packs for my Nintendo 64. Something I'm thinking about another Game Boy Advance because me and my wife, I think we'd have a lot of fun hooking them up. And then some artwork. But I did score a free Watto Star Wars Episode 1 12-inch
nice.
Dude. Just for nice. Doing a fetch quest. I didn't ding, but I got a Watto, so I was very happy about that.
Nice.
With special racist stereotype action.
Yes, and I got 20 Jedi Master Points when I cut this out, so I'm pretty
man. You're God. Set.
That is
you are set.
Awesome. Oh my God, there's what Pepsi Man.
So what he's been interrupting us with is a
Pepsi Man.
That looks amazing.
Oh my God.
Walk it over to the camera.
Yeah, walk that over to the camera so you can get that.
We need to get that on Oculus Rift.
Yes.
Everything could be better with Oculus Rift.
Huh, Pepsi Man. I'll be damned.
Especially motions.
Why does he have a garbage
can? Why is he covered in a garbage can? I don't understand.
Because. He's Pepsi Man, damn it. Don't ask questions.
He's got one mission, and no garbage can will get between him and that mission.
Justice.
That is just crazy.
Pepsi will be served.
Okay, right. We have totally run enough of the Pepsi Man, but all that right. is freaking awesome.
So, are you done?
Yes. Rob, what did you get?
Well, I'm probably getting a divorce. Oh, I only laugh to keep from crying. Because I saw stuff and I bought stuff. I got a little Titanfall sign. I love Titanfall and I hate Electronic Arts. It really hurts to be those two different things. I got myself an Atari keychain.
Nice.
This all seems like quite reasonable purchases.
I don't know why you get a
There's one at the
house.
End that I think right. might be.
These are all reasonable purchases.
One at the end might be.
Sort of trinkets and a cheaper end of things.
For my beloved Dreamcast, I got Ooh. Hydro Thunder.
That's
and you have one. To say it like that.
Yep, yep.
Yes, I did. Anything else on this little tiny bag?
No, because the other thing is way too big.
Yeah, I got some covers for Werewolf. Yeah. Because Darlene won't let me play with them until I get a cover. And
Let's
then...
Get to the good
wait. Yeah, from Gnome Games. From Gnome Games.
From Gnome Games.
Wait, is that all?
Nope.
Oh, yeah. That's all.
Nope.
That's it. That's all.
Right. Well, wait.
What about the stuff you didn't tell during the
call? Can I add something? This would be fantastic, and Ben would love me to add it. Do you remember what happened in the Quake Room, Jonah? Or no, after the Quake Room. When we were in the Mario and Pokemon room. Okay, so me, Jonah, and Ben were just playing Quake, and Ben's throwing a fit the whole time, trying to kill people with his axe and stuff.
All right.
And he couldn't stop laughing when I told him this. We were in the Mario room or whatever room it was downstairs.
Oh my God.
And so I'm facing the doorway, and the doorway's like this in front of me.
I look to my left and Ben's over here, and I turn to my right and I was gonna pat Ben, like, to get his attention, and I hit a girl right in the boobs. She was like, "Oh, I'm sorry," and she walked away. And I was like, "That did not just happen." Like, my arm.
So you're telling me that your get is a boob? Is that what you're telling me right now, Joey?
What?
Look, this is about stuff we got, and you just told me you got a boob.
Pow, right in the boob.
Well, I don't have boob, got a boob, but I guess.
I just said.
But you got
I
told base, and then
you got a second base.
It was second base.
Right? I'm okay with it.
All
right. It was different.
Your mouth is not
I mean, first you saved the $2, then you got a touch of boob. Everything's coming up you today.
Oh, God.
So here's the thing I bought that I don't want to tell her about, actually. Which is, don't look at it. That is the Neo Geo CD, and that's probably going to be my big purchase.
That's beautiful.
Probably. I see. You
I
got
like
it. You got it way cheaper than original list.
Yeah, list was $300. I got it for $250. And then
no, I meant original list.
No, like,
yeah,
wait, like,
with inflation.
Especially with inflation, yeah. And then one of the controllers didn't work, so I went back to him. I'm like, yeah, the controller didn't work. Can you trade me something? And he's like, I don't know, all I got is a controller pro. Is that okay? Yes, yes, sir. That is okay. Right?
You need a controller pro.
I think that
but you never
would have
got the controller pro if you didn't buy the whole system, so really you'd be stupid not to buy the whole system. I mean,
right, exactly.
It would have been insane to not buy the whole thing.
And always tell them something in its pro.
Well, you have to get a game with it, right?
Yeah, I got a game. I got two of my I got Samurai
Spirits.
So
wait, you told me one game.
I got one game. I got Samurai Spirits, and it came with a free game.
I'm so happy these looks are off camera.
Which is somewhere around here, I don't know.
It's probably best that you don't.
Yeah, there was only one game. There was only one game.
Hey!
I did not buy a shooter. It just showed up. And we've got the guys from Video Game Rescue just visiting.
Woo!
Come on in.
We're segmenting.
Step in front of the camera.
Yeah, did you guys pick anything up?
I should have brought it. You got several.
Because we are doing show and tell right now.
Whoa,
we
know that.
Love that.
We should have brought it. All our expensive stuff is all tucked away, trying to pretend like it's not expensive.
Actually, the best thing I got this weekend, I got on Friday before the vendors were opening up, I got an Action 52.
Find something.
For $150.
What's an Action 52?
It's an NES cartridge. It's pretty rare.
Oh my god! That's like the worst game ever, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely
horrible. Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah. It's just that I collect like odd and in Nintendo things, and that's one of the things that's been on my list to pick up, and I snatched it up pretty quickly. And a couple of Bonk games. Got the Famicom version of Bonk and Super Famicom Bonk 2. And,
you're both excellent games, too.
Yeah, oh, I love Bonk, man. Yeah. I played the Triple Graphics ones. I have all those except for 3, which is absurdly expensive.
You know which one to get next, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hack cartridge.
No, well, I have an EverDrive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll do that, but it's having it physically is so much better. But I picked up Kid Chameleon in the box. I got Double Dragon Battletoads. That was backwards.
Nice.
That.
Oh, no. Double Dragon should come first.
It should. And what was the other one I grabbed? Dang, there was another one. There was another Genesis game. We double-teamed a vendor. That sounds awesome.
With haggling the prices.
Oh. We're
trying to run a family show here, guys.
Okay, well.
That was good.
That really is funny.
You said one thing the whole episode, and it was good.
You're welcome.
So
at least we got a deal on it.
Yeah, we got a deal. Yeah, we did. Best friends forever. We got to
go back now.
I'm going to make it awkward. Let's go all the way.
Well, Darlene has to tell them what BFF means.
No, she's not going to say what BFF is right now.
I want to know.
Tom's not in the room.
So we grabbed a bunch of games, and we haggled them down. You know, Kevin started out, and then I finished them off.
Jesus
and,
Christ. Such a double-on sucker.
Hey, you take it the way you want it. That's what I told him.
Hang on.
Yeah,
I'll stop now, I guess.
Rude.
Kevin, what did you pick? And you pick up Spring Hill too.
I got a ton of stuff. Like, the rarest thing I got was Sonic Adventure LE, which was a
Light Edition?
What the heck is that?
I haven't...
Limited Edition. What it is it was Hollywood Video in some other place before the Dreamcast came out. They were renting out the Dreamcast. And the only game they would rent out was Sonic Adventure. And so Hollywood Video got Sonic Adventure before release, and the only difference with this disc and everything else is that it says Sonic Adventure Limited Edition, but it's super rare because it came out before the Dreamcast. And I got that for $110.
How'd you find that?
Oh, was it that one rare? That one guy had a lot of rare stuff.
One of my buddies over there at Gamer Guys, he kind of sweet-talked me into it because he knows I'm a Sega fanboy. I was buying a bunch of Dreamcast games from him, and he's like, yeah, so I happen to have this game, slide, slide, nudge, nudge. And I was like, fine, how much? And
he's like, free.
At least I got a deal on it because it's like 140 to 175 bucks for the game, and I got it for 110. But I brought a budget of how much I was going to spend, even though that was like about a third of my budget. It's like I'm still under budget for what I brought, so it's okay that I spend way too much.
I don't see a problem with that.
It's a good system.
Because then I'm not saying, okay, what 17 rare games can I buy? See, you can just tell people that was within your budget reach. And it's like, okay, then it's still all good.
Yeah, you see this fearful look I'm looking at my wife with? Because I'm kind of using this. I kind of need this material, man.
Hey, one of our buddies, Stoyan, he got...
Jeez.
Three Ninjas Kicked Back, this Sega Genesis game.
Oh, man, I was looking for that. Where did he get it? Where is he at? Because I went to...
It was in a tent at a game place.
Was it?
Yeah, we found it, and we paid for it, and he's like, well, at least I know that it appraises for more than what I paid it for, even though he felt like... He paid way too much.
Wait, is that based on the what did he pay movie? For? You don't mind me asking.
It is based off
Five
of the
zero.
Hit movie series.
God, I had that game!
Holy Vegeta.
Oh,
you know the most bizarre thing about
did
it?
Did you just say 5-0?
5-0.
Oh,
50,
my
50
God.
Class.
I
had
that game.
Sorry,
still
had.
I still had
it's
like
rated MA. It's like it is
MA-13.
MA-13? Alright, alright. But yeah, you know, you have to pay that much. It's a premium for the, what was it?
Scorching hot graphics.
Scorching hot graphics, which is the best way to describe. That is what games journalism needs to really adopt right now. How
graphics.
On a level of scorching. It's like,
that would stop raining.
Noted.
I got a slight rug burn from it.
I had a snake bite from this one. We were looking around
this one's like a polyp.
We went around the tent. We saw someone had the old GamePro magazine had the rating of the crazy little head. And when you said that, it reminded me of scorching because the guy like the really good one was like basically the guy on fire.
Was that just a '90s thing?
It was.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I also found out what you need to do with games if you're gonna buy one that costs more than $10. Open it up and look at it. Because I bought Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 for Genesis, just to complete that subset. And it was in one of those, super nice little plastic cases. So I assume if it's in that super nice little plastic case, no harm, no foul. It should be nice. And so I didn't even open it up. I didn't question the price. And so I took it back up to the hotel room, opened it up, and it's one of those cardboard slip cases. Pulled this cardboard slip case off. Trash. It's like, and it's one of those things where I could take it back to him. It's like, what did you sell me? But if I don't, I learn a very harsh lesson to never make that mistake again. If I just eat it and deal with it, then I'll remember next time to look at everything. Very harsh
word. I like how you're being,
the card is really good.
It's
good.
I feel like
good.
I should be punished for this.
That's
something
a dad says to someone.
Well, you learned your lesson.
Is it after school special?
Yeah, well,
it's a very special podcast.
When you live by yourself in an apartment, you have to find ways to teach yourself lessons. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. If I don't teach myself lessons, I'm going to have some problems.
I could have lived there for a week. I'd
very
be dead. Within, within a week.
I did 4 days there, and my mom was almost dead.
But me too. And I almost killed her mom.
What a week it would be.
Not trying to kill her, but I had her drinking with me.
Oh, Lord.
That's pretty rough.
But yeah, lesson learned. Look at your
games. That's why I left my dignity.
I got the text. It was awesome. It was so great. I was like, he texted me. I mean, guy, look. Look what he texted me! It's hilarious!
He's funny. He's a funny guy. Oh, by the way, while we're on the Sega fanboy thing, did anybody see the Dreamcast controller backpack? Did anybody
I
see
did.
It? It's $300 And I was trying to think, you know, if I spent $300 on this backpack, I think Darlene would kill me. Darlene, could you give a definitive answer on that? If I said I really love
I wouldn't kill
this
you,
Dreamcast
though, I
controller
hurt
backpack.
You, though.
Yeah. She might tell us leaving, I'd
she
probably get a pain in the
neck.
I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'd be
like,
no marks.
That kind of thing?
Right.
And yeah.
How did Rob die?
You buy,
you're a bag of oranges is good for that.
You're going to wish you were.
I
have
a home book.
That's how I see. I mean, this I can show her and go, look, I've got, you know, I've been talking about this for years, but if you just show up with a big ass
backpack.
Fuzzy Dreamcast controller in your hand. I think you're dead. So guys out there, if you're looking at that, you know, and you're single, God bless you, you go buy it. If you're married, you better think about that. And with that...
Wait, who got the... I saw today, someone...
was a perfect...
Pearl
of wisdom.
And with that, Larry talks more.
Kevin does the same thing to me on my podcast. Perfect
that,
segues.
Everybody has a Larry. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the lesson of this podcast. Thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer, though. Really, I do wonder why you do it.
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.